Well, what it might mean for us is that they could increase their purchases over the next 2 years to kind of build up a state reserve, similar to like what China does, where they've got you know, multiple years of reserves, so that just in case something were to happen to their own production, that it offsets. Most of what they're using that corn for is for feed for animals, so they have it in their verbiage on that they can continue to buy that through 2023, and they're working on through 2024 at this point.